It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Let's talk about some of the red flags here when sure. Someone is trying to handle this. I mean, there's two ways that you can, you know, manage a situation or you can tell the truth. Sometimes there's a little bit of mix of both going on where I'm telling this part of the truth and I'm managing it this way, but I'm just maybe omitting this part over here. I'm not denying it, but I'm just omitting it. Or you just have flat out denial and I'm literally adding things in there that never really took place, right? I'd like to believe they took place. What do you think's going on here with this? The entire defense strategy hinges on Karen being set up, you know, from a behavioral perspective. Are there inconsistencies in her reactions that suggest control over narrative rather than transparency?
Oh, it's definitely, and we've seen it throughout, you know, trying to control the narrative. And every time you, to me, what I'm seeing is every time there's a new idea or maybe this, or I could have done this or didn't do this. And then she, or looks like there's a change of story. Obviously there's bad memories from alcohol and inebriation. I think that were part of it. There's things that she wants to believe, but also, you know, she's playing to the media and the social networks more than I think than a typical defendant does. And I think, you know, kind of like in politics, you know, they'll put up these trial balloons to kind of see how this lands. Mm-hmm. And if it lands well, we'll double down on that. If it doesn't land well, we'll try something else. You know, again, that's just the tenor I get from it. And so the red flag for me, well, just stick to what is. You know, mm-hmm. just be, you know, again, let's go back to behaviors of trust. Behaviors that inspire people to trust you and the things that are coming out of your mouth are very, very simple as human beings. It's open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability. And those are what's missing here. And then also part of that is consistency. Consistency saying the same thing the same way. And if not, now granted, muddled memories, you know, a lot of times now passed even more. So that's going to have some inconsistency. And I know people are saying all these other people are inconsistent too. Good. Mm-hmm. I don't care. We're talking about Karen right now. Mm-hmm. But the other thing too is what we're looking for in consistency is tempo. You know, the way she talks, the way she communicates, you know, does she get emotional or non-emotional? Does she maintain an even keel when being questioned about specific things? Is she responding at the same method and tempo, intonation, tenor, verbalization as every other question that was non-controversial? So we're looking for lots of congruency. We're looking for open, honest communication, vulnerability being key here. In other words, she just keeps saying, I didn't. I'm perfect, which is not true for any human being on this planet.
Yeah.
So that's why, so imagine this. if she stuck to the maybe I could've's, mm-hmm. that is actually reasonable. Because she's in those statements alone, she's saying, I'm open to the possibility this could have happened. I was completely oblivious to it if I did. In other words, I may have made a mistake. There may have been an accident I was oblivious to. And so that would be a consistent, reasonable thing to say when you're blottoed and you're legally drunk, you know, during that evening. But since it's going back and forth and all over the place, and now she's not. So see what I mean? There's no consistency in the story. So saying I may have, could have, that is actually displaying a potential vulnerability that I could be wrong. I'm open to the idea I'm wrong. I'm not saying I am, but hey, anything's a possibility when it's been proven by, you know, doing the BACs the next day that she is actually above the legal limit for alcohol in her system for driving a vehicle and probably remembering anything accurately.
And that's where so much of the problem comes in and where people read her very differently. Open and honest communication, it seems like at the beginning, she was there. I mean, she seemed to be throwing that out. Okay, you think this is a possibility? Because if you're to take the sphere of what the possibilities are, you were in a vehicle, you dropped him off, you have a broken taillight, you didn't see him go in the house, even though you're lying about that now, and he's dead. Precisely where you have said you were expecting to find him.
Right.
So there's a lot of open there. And the transparency then started to get a little eroded as the story started to kind of change a little bit. It was first, you know, I don't remember being there. And then, you know, look, I get it. Sometimes if you had too much to drink, there may be memories that aren't there. And then somebody says, oh, yeah, we were here. And like, oh, yeah, we were. And then you do get some memories back if you're kind of in a brownout. Right. And I can believe that she initially forgot that she was at the house. And then she was reminded of it. And then, okay, I don't know that that's necessarily a lie to throw people off. I think that that would be pretty impressive if she was at that moment in time conjuring all this up and planning her game. But I can see, oh, yeah, I did. I was there. But then we get to the point of, I saw him go in the house. Well, Karen, you just said in 50 different ways that you didn't, that you did not see him go in that house. And clearly, he's laying where you said you thought he would be. And you said he didn't look mortally wounded. So there's a lot there, Karen, that makes me think you're not being as transparent as you were at the very beginning. And then the vulnerability part, at the beginning, she was showing it. She was, and in some interviews still, you know, even to recent times, she does show it for a moment or two. Could I have done this? I was thinking this. But then the moment the attorney steps in and comes up with this theory from the creepy, bizarre man that shows up and says, look at the people in the house. Suddenly, her complete story changes. And it couldn't possibly be her, literally her words. I couldn't possibly have hit John, I believe is the exact quote. And all of these things that she's looking at when she's being open and honest and being vulnerable, none of that matters anymore. That's completely out of the context. That couldn't be at all. Why? Because this one person over here told me something I like better. And that sounds a hell of a lot better than me being really unsure over here of what actually took place. So I'm going to go over there because that benefits me more. And consistency. There's no consistency in any of this. It's constant. I'm going to tell this person this. I'm going to tell this person that. Her dad, according to her dad, came back in an interview early on and says, Dad, I think I struck something. And then the Free Karen Reed folks go down the road of, she struck the car in the driveway. But when you look at the context of the interview, that's not what they're talking about at all. Context is so key to this. Yeah, it's easy to throw, well, she hit that vehicle. Well, there was a tap. And let's just look at physics here. Bumpers, they exist. So the bumper hits the other car first at 0.2 miles an hour or less, which just slightly moves a wheel. You have to go frame by frame to see it even happen. That's not an impact that's going to nail someone's taillight and take it out. It's just not. That is not a possibility in this scenario. What seems to be more of a possibility is the guy whose hair is stuck in the back of your taillight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and fibers from the taillight, you know, in yeah. on John himself, too, and, the yeah. microfibers. And the DNA, yeah, that's what I mean. It's just...
But then you have a really sloppy investigation, and that's yep. and that's the problem. Had this investigation just been done on the up and up the whole damn time, and people did their jobs and crossed their T's and dotted their I's, none of this would be going on. I mean, the fact, I think it's insane that in an investigation like this, they didn't test the blood in the cups.
Yep.
Why not test the? They took the time to try. And look, I'll give the investigators points on this because they took the time. They said, look, if we don't get this now, we're never going to get it because the snow is coming down. What do we got? What can we put this in? We don't have the evidence bags. What do we got? So they took the cups and did the best they could. And they could and put them in a paper bag and put them on the side to protect them as much as they possibly could, assuming, hey, the lab should investigate this and look into it. They swabbed the cups. They did everything they could to take the DNA there and let the ice melt and all that. But then they never tested it. So that's where you start getting into the road of conspiracy. That's where you start getting into the road of reasonable doubt because these things over here look odd. Does it negate all of this over here, all the evidence that shows that she very likely hit John O'Keefe? No. But it does then, it opens the door a little bit more. It's adding a little more space to the floor. And there's that much more space to the floor now that we didn't have at the beginning that then makes people go, whoa, I wonder what's going on over there. I didn't see that before. And that's where you get reasonable doubt.
That's why lawyers get paid the big bucks.
Yeah. And they can keep opening that door because there's a lot of door to open here. They still got Proctor. They still got so many other things that were not done properly. Or just are bizarre as to why steps weren't taken, where reasonable doubt can very easily come into this.
You know, I feel like I'm beating a drum on this one and a dead horse at the same time. And that is, I think alcohol and this particular group and this particular department and the people that responded played such a devastating effect on this case at multiple levels. That's why we're where we are, you know. So all these things, I think that the department should have done better. I mean, as I understand it, Proctor was released, he was fired, and I think it was not related to the case because of alcohol.
Technically, technically it was drinking on the job, but I think we all know really, you know, what the real catalyst was.
So anytime you see smoke, there's fire, you know. So I wonder how long that was going on for. And you think he's the only one? So I think remember, whenever you have bad decisions being made, and a lot of, you know, with departments we've seen that were corrupt, you know, it's not because people are just born corrupt and they're corrupt people. There's something going on behind the scenes that's enabling their thought process to be lowered to stupid. And a lot of times I say 95% of the times of the cases I've seen, there's drugs or alcohol involved in individuals, organizations, or institutions that are undermining the thought process of these institutions, which erodes trust, which compromises investigations and forensics. And I mean, the whole system just gets completely obliterated because people's brains are broken along the way.
Yeah. And it just becomes the norm. And especially
when, think about this too. So I think about this because I think about the call outs I've had. I mean, so I have a friend of mine. He was a senior executive in the FBI. And I was just at his house for his 60th birthday not too long ago. And for years and years, and he's a former Army guy, former helicopter pilot, and his kids have never, ever seen him drink. And so I remember at his retirement party, and I don't drink either, but in the Bureau, I did.
Sure.
And so at his retirement party, I remember one of his kids getting up and saying, Dad, you know, when did you give up alcohol? And he goes, I never gave up alcohol. It's just because I was told the day I joined the Bureau that I always had to be available and on call, I just could never drink.
Sure.
And so think about the time of day, and I've been on callouts where we were told, you know, like, you know, a missing person, a missing kid, a homicide, you know, whatever these things, even though I work counterintelligence, if you're in a small office, you all get called out.
Sure.
You know, and if it's in the middle of a holiday, I mean, I've been called out on 4th of July. I've been called out on New Year's Eve, you know, so Do you think all these people on the middle of a blizzard in the middle of the night were completely with it, even if they're called out? With the exception of, I'll give it to the EMTs and everyone that's actually sitting in the station house, you know, on standby, doing their job, you know, that actually is on duty. But people that are on call, that's where another vulnerability lies.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, it's people are human in all of this. And I think sometimes people forget that, where it's like... No, not nefarious, just human. And on both ends of this, completely. There's so many questions yet to be answered here, and there's still a lot of testimony to come. Some very critical pieces coming in the coming weeks. We'll see where all of this lands, because the show is not over yet.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with eight vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to tracemineralz.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralz.com and feel the difference minerals make. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralz.com and feel the difference minerals make. You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at tracemineralz.com. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralz.com and feel the difference minerals make. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to tracemineralz.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.